Out on the frontier, hangings were more than just a method of executing the guilty. They were a form of entertainment that offered spectators an escape from their everyday lives. Like many modern forms of entertainment, hangings weren't just empty spectacle. They also conveyed important messages to onlookers. Hangings were a stark reminder that while the West may have been wild, law and order still existed there. Today, we're going to take a look at what it was actually like to be at a frontier hanging. New movies typically open on weekends because that's when most people have time to go to the movies. Frontier hangings were often held on weekends for the exact same reason. It was considered a form of entertainment, and it wouldn't be unusual to see an entire family come to watch. Spectators would often bring blankets and picnic baskets to stake out seats and pass time while waiting for the show. On occasion, attendees could even purchase concessions and souvenirs. How big did the crowds get? It is believed the hanging of convicted murderer Charles Waller, which took place in Marshfield, Missouri in 1867, was attended by approximately 8,000 people. When Mary Surratt, Lewis Powell, David Harold, and George Atzerodt were sentenced to hang for conspiring to assassinate Abraham Lincoln, interest was so high, authorities had to make it a ticketed event just to keep the crowds at bay. Though thousands applied for them, those tickets went mostly to Union soldiers, court officials, and other dignitaries. While the general public couldn't attend the event itself, people still gathered outside the gates of the penitentiary where it was taking place. A contemporary reporter wrote that the streets were filled with restless, impotent people, willing to spend hundreds of dollars to get in.